Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At 12:20, but right now Roddy Nabalsi joins us. UGASports.com always picks his walk-up music in relation to the upcoming Georgia football game. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fine, gentlemen. Got to play a little mystical bouncing back because the Dogs need to bounce back after that just gut punch of a loss last Saturday. But I think they'll get right against Kentucky. Kentucky's not a very good football team, and their weaknesses are actually Georgia's strengths. So a good time for the Dogs to get square before they head to Auburn next week.
We'll spend plenty of time in a few minutes talking about Kentucky and tomorrow and all that, but haven't had a chance to talk to you since last Saturday. We're almost a week removed from it. What's still kind of lingering on your mind as you think back on that game?
Freshmen. Just the fact that you have some very talented freshmen who are going to be stars for you, but
yep.
You look at the ball that Tylan Taylor missed, and then the Dontrell Glover, Juan Gaston block on that fourth and one, the missed block, I should say. That just, you should have won the game 35-24. I mean, that's how it should have wound out. And instead, you wind up losing by 3 points. And, Georgia's a missed field goal away from being 0-2 in the SEC, but they're also, one catch away from being 2-0 in the SEC. And that's just college football now. It is going to be that close for the rest of the year. Everybody's got the same problem. The parity is here, and you are one or two plays away from being a hero or being a scapegoat.
Rod, when you first of all, what happened in practice? Because, I always have fun with it, but damn, was it like a full-out blown scrimmage? This kid is out for the season?
Yeah, I actually spoke to somebody who had been at practice, and they're like, wait, and he called to tell me, hey, you're wrong. Well, take that down. Tylan Taylor's fine. I'm like, what? Wait, no. UGA just announced this. And they're like, oh, well, never mind. Because apparently in practice, the kid was doing fine. And they were throwing him a lot of balls, trying to keep his confidence up. But
right.
I think he might have just – he did get banged up a little bit, but nobody thought it was serious. But then all of a sudden, he's going to have surgery. So I think it might be a collarbone issue or something like that. It's just he apparently wasn't awful. And everybody thought he was fine, but, when Connor and those guys get over there and look at him, they're like, oh, this is worse than we thought. So, really tough week for Tylan Taylor. The kid is really good. We've seen him catch that pass, I don't want to say 1,000 times, but we've seen him make that catch over and over and over again in the camps we've had him at. Here's the thing, they set that play up. They set that play up by having him run a corner route 3 times in 3 games. So, when Alabama saw number 11 get in the game, they knew he was running a corner out, and he tricked them, and he went to the post, and he was wide open. Wow. So I'm gonna give – we can lament the 4th-and-1 call, but I will give the offensive guys credit for setting up a – I don't even call it a trick play. Just, they knew that Alabama would do his homework, and you caught him out of position, you caught him with their pants down, and you just didn't take advantage of the nice throw and catch.
Yeah, I mean that's so much of it. At the end of the day, it's people want to crush play callers because it's easy to do, but you know, you execute a play here, a play there, and you're a genius. I mean, you go from getting, like you just said, you go from getting scapegoated to being a genius in that short of a period of time. Let me ask you this, because I know this was a huge conversation coming into it, still a big conversation coming out of it. I've heard a lot of different people give their opinions on Kirby versus Alabama and how they feel about it. What is it about them and his Georgia teams, in your opinion?
I hate to sound like a broken record, but it comes down to one or two plays. You know, people will point that Kirby Smart can't beat Alabama. Well, how many guys have beaten Kalen DeBoer? And let's look at Dan Lanning. Look at Ryan Day. Kirby Smart. They're seven. He's 7-0 against them. It's not like he's a terrible coach. But when you go up against Alabama, you go up against the one team that has more talent than you do. Now, historically, I'm not saying that's the case this year. And Georgia's actually been favored in, I think, three of the last four contests. But that's the only time that Georgia really faces a team that is as loaded across the board, unless they're playing an Ohio State team, which, again, they needed a field goal missed there. Everybody else, Kirby's had the better coaches and the better roster. That's not the case when he's faced Alabama, especially his first few years in Athens. So you look at the second 26. You get a sack in overtime, you're supposed to win this game, and then you have one busted coverage, and they win a national title against you. You have this play. I mean, a wide open pass is dropped. A walk in touchdown for Cash Jones or Gunnar Stockton. Yep. Because of two true freshmen on one side miss. So it's every time it comes down to one or two plays, and people go, well, he nuts up. He gets crazy. He does stupid things. Yeah, well, the Justin field goal fake punt was dumb. I get that one. But there's also a lot of plays that were left on the field. And I actually asked, hey, how's practice going this week ahead of Alabama? Is Kirby just psycho? Is he just losing his mind? They're like, no, he's treating this like every other game. He's not putting any more pressure on us. He's treating it like we can out-scheme them. We can beat them. And then Ty Simpson comes out and just completes 8 of 8 third down conversions, and it just drives you batty. So sometimes you just run into good players on the best team in college football in the last 35 years.
Hey, Rod, I think that, that Nate Frazier is one of our more talented backs. How do you see his usage going forward, guy? Because you know this, you got to hang on to the football, and that was a big time fumble in that game.
That was his problem last year. So here's the thing, I love to give guys second credit. I actually was joking around earlier in the season. I said, Nate Frazier's going to win the Heisman. And I know running backs don't win it. But that kid is just – he has that the speed, the juke ability, that dead leg, that one cut. Every weapon in the arsenal of a running back, he's got it. He can catch. So I'm like, okay, this kid, hey, they're going to feed this kid, and he's going to have a heck of a year. And he's put the ball on the ground twice. Like, wait a minute. Let's go back to Notre Dame. Let's go back to some of these other games. You can't put the ball on the ground. And the difference in the score was 3 points they got on a field goal because Georgia fumbled it on the 11. At this point, you knew coming into the year that it was an issue, and you're still doing it. So at some point, I'm like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I got to sit you. So I don't know what they're going to do Saturday. I've asked around, and he's still getting carries at the number one spot and the number two spot. They're going back and forth. I don't think anybody's come out and said, hey, here's going to be our starter. But it's it's just like with the drops last year. It's like, how many times do you go to a guy who's dropping passes? You want to stick with him, but eventually you just have to cut your losses and move on.
Yeah, I think the difference for me here is last year the drops were kind of spread around. Maybe there was one guy who was a little bit more droppy than the rest of them, but it was pretty spread around. This time, the other running back took the ball and averaged 10 yards a carry. Right. So how do you not give it to him? Can I steal your line, Randy? Do you mind if I ask Roddy the question we haven't asked in a few years?
Let me hear it.
Why don't they throw it to the damn tight ends, Roddy?
Woo-sa!
See, it felt kind of felt good to hear it somebody else say, right?
It felt good for you to say it.
That's what
I was going to say it. Eventually.
I know you were. I know.
Woo-sa!
I knew it was coming. And here's the crazy thing. and I hate to say this, I mean, I'm a big Lawson Lucky fan. I've been covering Oscar Delp for, 6 years now. But would you rather throw to those guys, or would you rather throw to Colby Young? You know, would you rather throw to get it to Zachariah Branch? You know, Dylan Bell. And don't get me wrong, you guys know I'm a big tight end guy. One of my weekly jokes, or my jokes for on Twitter is, you know, weekly tweet about the tight end. That started back with like Aaron White and Arthur Lynch, you know, and this started 12 years ago. And that was kind of, that's how the whole weekly tweet series started, was because Georgia wasn't targeting the tight ends. So yeah. I am right there with you. I want to use those guys, but Georgia's had some issues on the offensive line. They've had to keep those guys on the line to help block, to help chip. And sometimes they've been wide open and Gunner hasn't seen them.
Yes.
That is a Gunner issue. The scheme has been there. The plays have been there. There's a couple times. And here's the thing. We have a great story on UGASports.com right now that folks need to go read. I know it's behind the paywall, but it's worth it.
Pay for
when
it.
When Georgia goes play action, his depth of target actually decreases.
Really?
He throws shorter passes on average when Georgia goes play action than, you know, when they just line up on a show pass and wing it out there. So, the quarterback thing needs to improve. I'm not down on Gunner. A lot of people want to blame him after that game. I'm like, hey, yes, your defense giving up 13 of 19, you know. He put the ball in the money on the deep pass, you know. He handed the ball, you know, to the right guys most of the time. I'm not going to complain about Gunner, but there are times when the tight ends are open, I'm like, I'm not – again, Delp and Lawson Lucky are not elite tight ends. They are good SEC tight ends. Great blocking. They usually don't drop the ball. They might get some yards after this catch, but they're not what George is used to in the tight end room. I'll say they're serviceable, you know, but they're not elite. But Colby Young's elite. He got a 1 yard pass and fought for 2 more yards. Yeah, it's only a gain of 3, but you saw the entire offense just get jacked up to see him fighting and bucking like a bull out there. Zach Branch is electric with the ball in his hands. Yeah. I'm like, hey, if you're going to get into those two guys instead of the tight ends, I'm fine. But don't do a 5 yard dump to London Humphreys when you could give it to Oscar Delp, who you saw him hurdle a man or try to kick him in the chest. That's Oscar Delp. You know, Lawson Lucky's a beast. So just give it to the guy. If you're going to throw, Georgia throws more screens than anybody in the SEC, or actually maybe anybody in the nation. Well, if you're going to throw the screens, throw it to the guy that's going to break a tackle, and that's your tight ends.
Last one, Rod. Tell us about this week. Your song comes in, all those different things, and you're saying that Georgia does their best, and Kentucky does worse. What about this game?
Kentucky has a hard time defending the pass. They've got some beat-up guys in the secondary. If there is a time to air it out, this is the one. They're also not great against the run, so if you want to start Chauncey Bowens, I don't know that he'll get 10 yards of carry, but I think he'll do quite well. So, their defense is bad. Georgia's offense is good. They don't throw. I mean, Georgia's secondary is terrible right now. It's just they're getting gashed. This is not a team that's going to air it out. They can run the ball, but Georgia's good against the run. So Georgia's strengths match up well with their strengths, and their weaknesses are something that Georgia should take advantage of. So I was surprised to see the line come out at 20 and a half. But then when I looked into it, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So I don't know that Georgia will cover. Georgia's 0-4 against the spread this year, but they should win right at that point, right around 20 points.
Health-wise, I know obviously we talked about the freshman wide receiver that got hurt in practice, going to miss the rest of the year. What about some of the guys on the line and otherwise?
Well, what's interesting is, remember, Dan Harris didn't play. Daniel Harris, the cornerback, didn't play last week. They said he had a groin issue, but he's not listed. So if they can get him back, Ellis Robinson got a lot more snaps, and we got to see DeMello Jones, who I think is going to be a superstar before it's all said and done. So they look healthy on defense. The guys in the middle there, Ernest Green's still out. He's going to be out for a while. I told you guys last week it's a back issue. I don't expect him back anytime soon.
Yep.
So I guess the only real question to me is, Juan Gasson for the second week is not listed on the injury report. He did play last week, but he didn't start.
Good.
How close is he to taking that right tackle spot away? How close is he to being named the starter there? That'll be very interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To see how many snaps he gets. And, you know, I like it with Bo Hewley out there and Dontrell Glover, two guys from Langston Hughes. I'll take Langston Hughes guys all day long. Any day. I mean, that's a different brand of football down there. But one Gaston is special. And, you know, you hate to have two freshmen on one side because you see the problems there. But remember, they also, the play before that, they pulled. And if Gunnar Stockton follows his blocks, that's a first down. And we're not even complaining.
It was a first down, Rod.
I'm just saying it would have been unquestionable if you saw those two guys pulling. You put a lot of faith in those two guys pulling.
Roddy, we appreciate it. As always, thank you. Enjoy it tomorrow.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy DeBalsi there, UGASports.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.